All right, then. Let's get to our third and final hour. Busy hour on Friday. Again, I did say it at the end of the second hour, but I could not be more impressed with Jason Verrett. Man, God, he's tough. Just to make that point one more time, the two injuries that an athlete fears most, a torn ACL and an Achilles. And he suffered both. And not only made it all the way back, but made it all the way back and is making plays at a really high level on the big stage. You can see where his teammates, why they love him so much, why they're so fired up for him, why the organization is. He's awesome. What a great story. Dana White was in. Denny Hamlin was in. The Big Head is about to be in. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. It's going to be an amazing weekend. Some quick reaction before I get to the head. 12 Wood tweets, "Hey Jim, my basement flooded last night. I blame Flight Deck. He can obviously see the future. He should have warned me." War the basement restoration guy being a clone. Sorry about that, Wood. Sucks for you. All right, 1-800-636-8686, because it is Friday, and we have a slate of strong NFL games. An incredible matchup on Fight Island. We have the World Series. All this is going on this weekend. College football. I'm a part of that Badger Mafia now since we have a son, Jake, who goes to the University of Wisconsin. They're in action tonight against Illinois. Huge weekend. It is time to check in with the Flight Deck for his weekly installment of Big Head Bets. In case you were new to this, noted XR4TIer, James Kelly, has a gigantic head, and it's filled with all sorts of crazy intel and data rattling around within. So I do reach out to him once a week to see who he is hitting so all of you can get paid. We do this for entertainment purposes only. We are not using real money. If you want to use real dough based on what you're about to hear, that is on you. And remember, only play with cash that you can afford to lose, but we're not playing with real cash. We're doing it for entertainment purposes only. Let's go to the Big Head Hotline. What's cracking, Head? How you feeling?
Good, Jim. What's going on, man?
Nothing, James. What's going on with you?
Just ready for the sports weekend, man.
I know football you are. There's a lot to get to. All right, listen, I have to admit, I did not see the Bucks. Let me start right here. Tampa Bay knocking the Packers out the way they did. Nor did I see the Bucks playing disciplined football the way they did. But they did that as well. If they're flying to the football and they're getting after the quarterback the way they are, and Gronk and TB43 are on the same page, man, that's a dangerous team. Maybe even the team to beat in the NFC. They're in Vegas. We've got a COVID issue with the Raiders. But if in the event they play that game, how do you see that going? What's the number you have? Who do you like? How are you playing that one?
Okay, so right now the line is off the board, but it was negative or minus -3 for the Bucks, and I hit that. Now, because of COVID and the issues that Vegas has, obviously some sites have taken it down. But if the news stays the same as it was reported earlier today, and having no new positive tests, it'll pop back up and it'll be around minus -3. But I am with you on Tampa Bay. I guess Tampa Bay. I think they're the best team in the NFC, Jim. I would think they would go to the Super Bowl. And as far as Sunday goes, look, the Raiders' offensive line, they're dealing with COVID issues, and if they didn't have those issues, they would have to deal with that pass rush of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which has 22 sacks already this season. I see a long day for Derek Carr like Aaron Rodgers, and not only that, Tom Brady, with that offense, should light up that defense of the Raiders. Sorry, Raider fan, I know you're well-coached, but your defense lacks talent and no pass rush. So now, if we could just get Chunk to clean it up and quit being so lazy and complacent with this COVID issue, Jim, we'll have a game and hit Tampa at minus -3.
If you can find it, though. If you can find it. But you were smart. You got in there early. I mean, smart or lucky, but you got it. But you got to find that line.
Tampa Bay.
Chumpa Bay.
Chumpa. Oh, I'm sorry.
Chumpa. All right, so speaking of the Packers, I did love them last week. They were unbeaten. Aaron Rodgers had been flawless. The offense was clicking. They jump out to that 10-0 lead on the Bucs. Then it all goes to hell. The Packers are looking to bounce back against Houston. as jacked up as the Texans are on and off the field, Head, they can still be dangerous at times. Green Bay is -3.5. How are you approaching that one?
Yeah, I'd say Deshaun Watson could be dangerous, but a lot of stuff around Deshaun Watson is not dangerous, including that defense, Jim. The defense is terrible. It's horrible. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They can't stop anything, and they have J.J. Watt. So all those things go into play here. I look for the Packers to respond, but Aaron Jones just actually showed up on the injury report, so I don't know if he's going to play. I still don't think it's a problem, though, with Jamal Williams or A.J. Dillon filling in there. I like Aaron Rodgers here. It reminded me of last year when San Francisco kind of whacked them in the regular season, how Rodgers responded with running the table. So I like Rodgers -3.5 in Houston, Jim.
All right, so Aaron Rodgers -3.5 in the Packers in Houston. Got to ask you, Big Head, for Big Head Bets, about the Bills. Like, the Bills and Josh Allen look like they were world beaters the first 4 weeks. Then they get cracked in back-to-back games. And suddenly they look like, well, the Bills and Josh Allen. Lucky for them, they get the ultimate get-right game against not only the worst team in the league, but one of the worst teams ever, the Jets. How has that line moved this week? Where is the line right now, and how are you going to play that one?
So it keeps going back from -12 to -13 to -11 because of the Sam Darnold, Joe Flacco stuff, but I hit it at -10 when it came out, Jim. Dude, betting against the Jets is the easiest money in all of sports right now. And, I mean, that's not even a joke. That's fact. They're 0-6 against the spread, and their performance against the expected spread is the worst I've seen this century. I mean, they're that bad. The 0-8 Lions that you loved, Jim, back in the day, they'd actually be favored over this Jets team. So not only that, too, like, you have to jump on these lines as soon as they come out. The Chiefs next week, Jim, they're already a -21 favorite over the Jets. So I hit that spread, and I hit this one at -10 against the Jets.
There are no points for second
Dude,
place.
Dude, they're -21 already next week, and you've already Both jumped states. On that.
I already jumped on it. I bet you it goes up higher than that. The record for the highest spread ever, I believe, is -28 points for the Broncos back in the day against Jacksonville with Pinky. But I already jumped on the Chiefs at -21 against his Jets. As long as they keep Gase employed, you're good.
I was going to say, Head, when was the last time you saw an NFL spread of 3 touchdowns or more?
A while ago. Last year when the Patriots and the Dolphins played early in the season, that was high, too, but I don't remember it being this high. So, I mean, I still think it's going to go up.
You should parlay those two things. All right, so we'll see about that. I love that you're already looking ahead, and there's already a 21-point spread. Now, let me give you a matchup I really like. Seattle at Arizona. I made it pretty clear that I've got no use for Mr. Big Chest, and unless they can turn around and have this guy cover opponents, wide receivers, I don't know why they bring him in, but they're not going to have him, if in fact they do have him, ever this soon. I've got no idea why they want this guy, but I digress. The Hawks are a -3.5. Arizona looked great in putting that beat down on the choking Cowboys. My head tells me Seattle. My heart tells me Arizona because I love these guys, and they've got crazy jungle karma. I know you never let emotion into it. Who do you like in that game?
Yeah, I'm going with your head on this one. I'm going with your head, and I'm going with Weird Russ. Look, Weird is great, and so is Russ, and I totally agree on AB. They don't need him. They have the NFL's best, highest-scoring offense already. They don't need him at all, and the Cards should really – they could really use Chandler Jones this week going up against Russell Wilson and them. Now, Kyler should be able to throw it all day against the Seattle offense, but the Cards, honestly, they're really good against the run. They're better running the football than they are throwing right now. And that's the one thing Seattle actually does pretty good is stop the run. So I'm going to take Weird Russ, his offense, and I'm going to lay that 3.5.
All right, then. That's the NFL. Now, really quickly before you go, I know you love MMA. I know you love UFC. I know you love that conversation with Dana White. How hyped are you, first of all, before we get into it, how hyped are you for Khabib and Gaethje? And then how are you going to play that fight?
Dude, I haven't been this geeked out about a fight since maybe Cormier and Jones the first time around. Look, what Dana said about Khabib is all true. I mean, he's the most dominant fighter in the history of MMA. The guy, we say he lost a round, but he totally was toying with Conor during that round. He could have taken him down at any time, so he's really probably never lost a round ever, but I'm betting against him here, Jim. I love great fighters with plus odds, and Justin Gaethje is plus 275. And, dude, like you always say, styles make fights. And Justin, if he could keep Khabib up, I'm telling you, he could win this fight. So I'm going with Justin here. I mean, he's got a decorated – a lot of people don't know that, but he does have a decorated path of wrestling. And it's different kind of wrestling. It's folk-style wrestling, like Dana was talking earlier. So, dude, I'm going with Justin Gaethje for the upset, plus 275. I've never bet against Khabib in my life, but I am now.
So let me ask you something. Do you like that bet, or do you think that he can really win that fight? Do you feel strongly that he can win that fight?
It's hard to say strongly, but, yeah, I do. I think he can. I mean, you've never seen Khabib ever in trouble in his life, but, I mean, dude, this is how Justin fights. He's electric in the stand-up, and he knows wrestling. He's been wrestling his entire life. So if he could create these scrambles and just not get submitted and, you know, not let Khabib take his back or something like that, I think Justin could actually win this fight, dude. I'm going plus 275.
I think he can, too. I love the guy. I'm not saying that I know he's really going to win the fight. I think he can win the fight. Do you think that if Khabib gets him up against the cage, that Justin can get out?
Yeah. I mean, that's where he doesn't want to be. I mean, there's no doubt about that part. But he won't be like a fish out of water. He's okay with this stuff, man. He's done it his entire life, grappling and scrambling. He's okay with those things. It's not ideal. Nobody wants to be against the cage with that. You want to keep it center, but I think he'll be okay. I think he could do it. The first thing I really want to see is when Khabib takes him down, because at some point he will. I want to see if he could pop up and see how long it takes him to get up. And if he does that quick, then the momentum is going to change real quick, and that's where advantage Justin comes in.
I think you're right. I think if it happens in the center of the cage, he's got a chance to pop right back up, and I think that could change momentum. All right, so what about the World Series? Last thought. Game 3 is this evening. Are you playing the individual game tonight? And I would imagine you hit that thing before the series started. Who did you take?
So I hit the Dodgers heavy before this whole playoff started at plus 325. That was part of my hedge bet with the Yankees. So I'm pretty heavy onto that with this fake money here. So tonight's game, I don't have a great feel for it. I think if Charlie Morton's curveball is on, the Dodgers could be in trouble. But if it's not, I like the Dodgers. I'm really eyeing Julio Urias tomorrow in the Dodgers. It's about time they let him start. He's been, you know, their most productive pitcher. I'm just waiting for Tampa Bay to name their starter, and that's the game I'm eyeing tomorrow.
Well, in that game, you know, that's a bullpen game for Tampa Bay.
Right, right.
Check that, Tampa Bay. That's a bullpen game for them, so I think that tonight is a must-win game because they've got Morton. They need him. He's been an ace in the postseason, and because tomorrow is a bullpen game going up against an electric pitcher for the Dodgers, I think tonight's a must-win game. There it is, Big Head Betts. I think we covered more ground today than we ever have. Is there anything that I left out or anything you want to hit on the way out the door?
I'm just saying your Wisconsin Badgers line's at minus 20 tonight. I haven't hit it yet, but I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I'm aware of that line, Head. Thank you very much. Thanks for telling me something I already knew. Are you going to hit that? Do you have any kind of strong feeling? It's like the conference is getting underway this evening. We haven't seen anything yet from them. Are you going to hit that?
Not yet, because of what Illinois did to them last year. So I'm holding off as of now, but I am going through some college stuff. But I'm holding off right now.
Yeah, so then why the hell did you bring it up then?
I'm just seeing if you're going to hit it or not.
Okay. All right. The big head, James Kelly. Nice job, Head. Really well done. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim.
Good job, dude. All right. So you've got his picks. That's how he's going to get down. If you want to get paid,
everybody get down.
If you want to watch the game and enjoy, or games and enjoy them even more, take the information he just gave you. He is way more often right than he is wrong, and it makes the games more entertaining. If for whatever reason you want to use actual money
wrong
and throw it at that, do so, and do so at your own risk, and do so if you can afford to do so. All right, James Kelly on the NFL on the matchup between Gaethje and Khabib, and a little World Series run for you too. All right, we'll take a short time out. Still to come this hour, Albie's Week That Was. Still to come this hour, the ATP. Still to come this hour, a huge call. And I've got some more things I want to get to also. Raiders and COVID. Also, you know what? I want to talk about a couple of Seattle supersonic greats. One in particular that's going into business. All that's still ahead. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, does anybody have any reaction to what they just heard from the head, the big head, James Kelly? Meantime, you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We are close. We are convenient. We are known for our guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Now, I know the head won't say it, but it's kind of implied. The fact that he got Tampa Bay minus three means that he got there early. And the fact that he got there early means he loved that game. Like, if you go looking for that game right now, you can't find it. I have a couple of different sites that I dabble in. And again, I'm not like a degenerate for it. I just dabble. But I can't find that game. It's not posted. And it's because of the COVID issue. It's because of the offensive line. We don't know how many members of that line are going to be missing. We know Trent Williams is out. And we know that there were a number of others that had contact with Trent Williams. So they quarantined them. And that game is not up. What I'm saying is I know the big head is pissed. Because he loved that game. And I know he loved that game because he found that line before that all went down. It's also hilarious to me that he found a line for the Jets next week. And the Jets are already 21-point dogs next week. And he was emphatic in saying, I think it's going to go up, Jim. Hey, boss, I think that line's going to go up. It's not done yet. Can you imagine being a 4-touchdown dog in the NFL? How bad you'd have to be. All right, so what do you make of what you just heard from him? How about Game 3 of the World Series? Morton going for the Rays. To me, it's only Game 3, and I expect it to be a long series. To me, that is a must-win game for Tampa Bay. And I make light of that because of a caller who said earlier, this is not Bill in Tampa, but Bill in Champa.
Champa Bay.
And a clone said, Champa is more like it. Champa Bay. I think they have to win tonight because tomorrow is a bullpen game, and the way it sets up for the Dodgers, games 3, 4, and 5, Bueller, Urias, and Kershaw. I love the way that sets up for LA. Tampa Bay has already gone through their two best starting pitchers, but Morton has been very good in the postseason. So who do you like? Quickly, Squirrel 2 tweets, just like Will Blackman. I, too, have made a great living in the wine industry. Yours, Philip Rivers. Like, that's not even fair. That's not cool and that's not fair. Philip Rivers has not made a great career in the, quote, wine industry. Man, he's hilarious. He's great. Maybe early in his career, there might have been something to that. Guy's an amazing teammate. Great leader. Oilers fan, 83 tweets, Dear Jim, we think Danny Turnover's run was great. Yours, those Muppets who chase a wheel of cheese down a hill. Hey, man, don't knock it till you try it. I've done that. Sure, I haven't. I like those Muppets going down that hill, and they start flipping end over end. Remember, like, Chad Curtis coming up throwing from the outfield, who used to do, like, that head end over end thing where he let the ball fly? And it bounced like 8 times before it got to the catcher. Those Muppets who chase a wheel of cheese down a hill. Trying to see if there's any phone calls here worth taking. I mean, my whole bank of lights are lit, but are there any worth taking? Rit thinks so. As long as you say so, Rit, you know everything. Ask you. Let's go to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Jeremy in Green Bay, you made it in. Jeremy, what's up?
Yo, Jim, I think Heads from Bacon misdialed the voicemail number earlier, but I'm sure the geeks on the Stucknut analytics team will probably manipulate the algorithm and push that call to the top of trending takes. I don't know what's worse, though, guys jumping off Twitter to call or callers trying to establish a Twitter brand. For instance, Les, he's the Bill Belichick of callers because he comes through in the championship and also rocks a hoodie, but I've never seen a jungle legend with a worse Twitter game than Les. His ego's so fragile online, he's definitely got the thinnest skin in the JTP. He's literally Googling jokes and pasting them into his timeline. Left's Twitter brand is rated PG, but we're all ready for the uncut version. His Twitter smack is the very definition of a triple U, Jim. Unfunny, uninspiring, and uncircumcised. Cut me. I mean, rack me.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
I actually kind of did like that call. So, Alvin, you have the hammer. You have the autonomy. You have the wherewithal. Why did you run him? Okay, so Alvin said to me just now through modern technology that is TalkBack, he ran him for throwing the circumcision card. Dude, like Brad in Corona has won smack-offs playing that same card. Alvin says, yeah, but times change and we have evolved and we have done well in distancing ourselves from circumcision smack. You say that, but you play that Jerry Jones circumcised a mosquito drop like once a day. Don't be a hypocrite, Alvin. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Circumcising the mosquito.
Yeah, well, how are we distancing? How are we distancing ourselves from circumcision takes when you keep doing that? It's a mixed message, Alvin.
Circumcising the mosquito.
So why did you run Jeremy in Green Bay when he was talking about the very definition of a triple U? Uninspired, unimaginative, and uncircumcised.
Phil Jackson playing all of the uncircumcised Euros in his lineup at the same time.
Okay, well, so we did run him back in the day for that. But he has parlayed that into like 28 Smack-Off championships. All right, so Ray, you made a pretty good call. I think that I would have allowed that. But it is Alvin's world. Alvin has to answer to the suits. Alvin's got to check me on the program. Ultimately, it all runs through Alvin. 1-800-636-8686. Shaq 31685 tweets, sorry to hear that you are running short staffed today. Maybe you could ask Nick Foles to help out. Look, idiot.
Nick Foles.
Look, idiot. Are you nine? Nick Foles is no longer a topic on the program. You've all ruined that, too. So take him off the list. You can't talk about him. Because I know you can't talk about him responsibly. If you want to talk football with Nick Foles, we can certainly do that. But I know you don't want to. Habib Ngaechi, is there anybody who wants to talk MMA? UFC 254, are you getting the fight? If you are, remember, the main card starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. The fights normally start at the exact same time, as Dana White said, not this time. Because of Habib and his international appeal, they're going to start that fight at 2 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. Pacific. That means we got to get an early start. Are you going to hit that? Who do you like? Do you think that Gaethje can win that fight? Maybe. Maybe. All right, when we come back, I still have Alvin's week that was. I still have an ATP. I've still got more topics I want to get to. And there's one last chance for you to get through. 1-800-636-8686. What are you most into this weekend? What are you most looking forward to? College football on a Friday night. NFL over the weekend. UFC 254. Game 3 of the World Series. What are you going to get after this weekend? All right, let me do this. Alvin's week that was is going to be genius. We know this. Before I get to that, I want to set up the ATP in the event that you want to participate in this. The ATP is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Susie from Wisco is coming in big. Susie asks an impossible question to answer. Susie says, what is your favorite sound drop on the show? I mean, that's impossible to answer, right? So I want to think about that for a minute In fact, I'll think about that for 3.5 or 4 minutes. If you want to jump in quickly on Twitter, tweet at Jim Rome, and you can actually vote. I'm really curious because I've already been thinking about this during the break, and it's hard to come up with one. In fact, impossible to come up with one. I've got a few thoughts on my favorite drops on the program. Hit me right now at Jim Rome, and you can vote for yours as well. In the meantime, I'm going to run Alvin's week that was, and then I will come back and try my best to answer Susie's question, Alvy. Good day. Let's get some. Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. Hope you had a good weekend. It is a sports talk show. Well, not just any sports talk show. The preeminent sports talk show. All right, let's get right to it. Starting with some baseball. The Dodgers are going to the World Series.
Yeah! This time.
Boom!
They're docking.
Have you ever visited?
It was amazing. A holy crap moment. Game 7.
Mr. Rome.
Bottom of the 7. Clutch as hell.
You sound like a homer.
Tagged out is Riley. A double play.
Some bad.
The only time you ever see that in a game is when a bunch of 9-year-olds do it. And they're all crying after the game. And the coaches and the parents take them for ice cream and remind them, hey, hey, easy kids. It's not like this was Game 7.
Thank you very much.
Touchdown, Tiger!
Right, like the Texans were going to stop that.
King Pat!
Save your bull about how all running backs are overvalued. Not all of them. Definitely not this one. Ryan Tannehill is my guest.
I can't think of any other 250-pound running backs that not only get those touch yards inside, but be able to outrun everybody 95 yards.
Looking at Ogbo, and he drags him down.
Our players doing such a good job as far as trying to get things righted.
Yeah,
and
hold up there for a minute. The hell are you talking about? Never forget the Jets fired Todd Bowles so they could hire Crazy Eyes.
The limited amount of practice time you've had in recent weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. But you want a percentage?
You want me to put a little percentage on that?
Hey, Bill, you just got your heads handed to you. Maybe you should answer the questions.
I have no idea.
Fumbles the football!
Do you still think that anybody can do Dak Prescott's job? I can answer that for you. No. In fact, I can be more emphatic about that. Hell no.
You know, being here in the Portland area, the blue-haired chicks with half-shaved heads are looking pretty good right now. I'm out.
Rack him! Nick Boyle, have you treated yourself to a Nordstrom run?
No way, man. Hey, you know Walmart George? Have you ever had the Walmart George shirt?
I have not. Tell me about that.
Go to Walmart. No one even knows if it's Walmart or not when I walk into the locker room. You know, people saying, oh, what kind of shirt is it? That's awesome.
Email.
I've got a fish story. Signed, Jim McElwain. Jim, get off that shark! Shark, Jimmy! Jim! He says it wasn't him. I don't know, bro. It looks like you. Bobby Okereke is my guest.
That's one thing he'll definitely do. Let you know when he's beating you to the office, having a good day. But, you know, we're all competitive.
Bobby. Bobby. Bobby Okereke. Yes, I had him and I lost him. Hey, Bobby, sorry about that. Good to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back.
All right, good. So,
technical difficulties.
Justin, what's going on?
Listen to your sloth in Richmond. I never hear you saying the words piff. Paid in full. I do see you know the word puff from all the cream puffs.
Good news, bad news, Justin. Bad news is you failed. The good news is you can't get run on the voicemail.
Message deleted. Next message.
Jalen Johnson, as I mentioned, you come from a football family. Your father, Johnny, played at Fresno State. Your older brother, Champ, played at UCLA and Fresno State.
I got a comment. How do you know his name was Champ? That's not something everybody calls him.
I'm like you. I have good eye discipline and I do my work.
Hey, I can see because you caught me off guard with that one.
Twitter!
Do me a favor. Quit emailing and tweeting about that coworker. I see what you clones are trying to do. I don't care about tubes.
That's right! Damn! Jeffrey Toobin?
And we all got together. We're like, bro, that is unbelievable what just happened. Like, we need to get lit every damn weekend, you know?
It's lit!
You want beef? I got beef. We left in Laguna. He won the snack up twice, but still have a smelly tuna.
I got beef. Carlos Pena.
Hey, man. Really pumped to be joining you this afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Twitter.
War Jim Rome eating horse crap at the Dodgers victory parade. You're not a real fan anyway.
You sound like a homer.
Unless you're willing to eat horse crap after your team wins it all.
It doesn't make any sense.
And by the way, if you see Chael Sonnen, I haven't seen him or heard from him since I laid the verbal smackdown on him on your program. Tell him I'm looking for him. I'm concerned.
You go to Tampa. What's going on, Bill? How are you?
You pronounce Tampa wrong. That's
Bill from Champa Bay.
Champa Bay.
Twitter.
Jungle Beef. Bill in Champa. Versus Dodger Jim.
Champa Bay.
When a guy like Nick Foles trips himself, at least he's tripping over something substantial. Watching Nick Foles win is like watching Dirk Diggler give your ex.
I should have run you at Thick Foles. Denny Hamlin.
Just encouraging everyone to do their shopping early. That way you make sure you get all your before Christmas.
Dana White, Khamzat Chimaev. When is he fighting again?
They will fight. It will be a great fight. Yeah, he can stop calling everybody out on Twitter now. He's got an opponent.
I'm just saying your Wisconsin Badgers line's at minus 20 tonight.
No excuses. We're working
on percentage.
Rapo Taco. No excuses.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Had a great time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mark McCarthy.
One extra biscuit for breakfast.
That's my dog.
And this one is in the books.
Appreciate you, boss. Have a good one.
Good night now.
Oh, that's good stuff. Alvin DeLauro with a look back at the week that was. Let's take a look back at that ATP. Susie in Wisco said, what is your favorite sound drop on the show? And we have several hundred. That is such a hard question to answer, Susie. Good job by you. The clones have weighed in. D-Rod in the 925 says, hands down, give me back my son.
Give me back my son. Give me back my son.
Polyman 34 tweets. That's two for me.
It's two for me. It's two for me.
Stucknut, no less an authority than Stucknut tweets. Fat. Cal in Vegas tweets. Cal in Vegas ripping Connor's beard is the best sound drop.
Next time you fly to Las Vegas, I'll be waiting for you at the airport. Then I'm going to rip that beard off your face and make you eat it.
Drew in West L.A. is in. Drew says, Bill Plaschke in Green Bay in that bar. Quote, after sitting in a branch, waiting for a deer to walk underneath the branch, you can sit in the stands after sitting on a sheet of ice trying to kill a sturgeon with a spear.
You know why the people here can sit through the games, though.
Plaschke, how do the people of Green Bay sit through Packer football
games? After sitting in a branch for 6 hours waiting for a deer to run underneath a branch, you can sit in the stands after sitting on a sheet of ice trying to kill a sturgeon with a spear. How many people here have ever tried to kill a sturgeon with a spear? That's all I want to know. Yeah, look at it. Look at all of them. Who in the hell wants to kill a sturgeon with a spear? It's the truth.
Plaschke's so great. Bill Plaschke is an icon. And so is the guy who screamed out, you're next!
Who?
Andrew tweets, the adult alarm. Yeah, we don't play that anymore. But I do remember the first time I played it for my kids and explained to them what it was. They've never been so proud of their father. Geoff and Lincoln is in. Geoff, this might be the first time I've agreed with Geoff ever. I'm not saying this is the one, but I would put this on the short list. I agree with him. Geoff tweets, Hope Solo is going psychotic. Wins every time.
Hope Solo is going psychotic. She's beating people up, and we need
help. I'm telling you, that's on the short list. I don't think I can name one. But, quote, Hope Solo is going psychotic. She's beating people up. We need help.
Hope Solo is going psychotic. She's beating people up. And we need help.
I take that back. Hope Solo is going psychotic. She's bleeping, beating people up. We need help.
Hope Solo is going psychotic. She's beating people up. And we need help.
I mean, that's magic. That is gold. That might be number one. Peter tweets. Uh-oh! Carl Lewis. I don't want to say it started with Carl Lewis, but the reaction to the Carl Lewis drops was something to behold. Anything Carl Lewis related goes on that short list of drops.
For the ramparts we watch with a gallantly streaming, and the rockets this way. The bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our blood.
I'll make up for it now.
I'll make up for it now.
No, you won't.
I'll make up for it now.
This guy also writes honorable mention. Hey, John.
Hey, John. Time to meet Mr. Rome. Giddy up, horse face. Come on, girl.
Gotta admit, that does make me laugh every time. Not many of them do, but that one does. Chad tweets, quote, Alvy's play-by-play of the NBA championship. Yes, yes, yes.
95-95, 3 seconds left. Cleveland inbounds the ball. Top of the circle, LeBron gets the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second, LeBron for the win. Oh, dude, yes, yes. LeBron James.
Paul Stewart. Paul Stewart says, he glossed me.
He glossed me. He glossed me. I swear to God, David. I'm going to shoot David Haye. He glossed me.
This is interesting. James Kelly wants in. Hey, James, you work here. You're not eligible to vote. He says his favorite is Oge taking questions. Did you kill Bill Walsh?
Guys, let's go to Kevin, I believe, in New Jersey. Kevin, what's your question for OJ?
Hi, good show, dude. My kid Chris was wondering, do you think it was a bigger feat to break 2,000 yards in one season or slice two necks in one night?
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
All right, Alex is listening to us in Ohio. Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad.
Can you hear me, Juice?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Yeah, remember when you played for the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you kill Bill Walsh?
I like how this guy, Alex, is changing his voice, too. Like, hey, Juice, remember when you played for the 49ers? Yeah, Alex. Did you kill Bill Walsh? So that's James Kelly's vote. And then he hits me up with a duh, the adult alarm, or yes, the adult alarm, 10,000%. And now you're changing your vote, a vote that you're not allowed to have. Kelly, come on, man. Let's see here. Edgar Alvarez. Edgar Alvarez says, my favorite sound drop has got to be Time to Die. Look, Susie asked me my favorite drop, not all of you. All right, so thanks for the help. I don't know that I have a favorite drop. One of my favorite drops was back in the day when Holly Robinson Pete came in and said that I was handsome.
I walked through the room, saw, you know, Brian Mitchell, Michael Irvin, some old guys we used to, you know, play with, and all good looking guys, but I was looking for the best looking man on Radio Row.
And
I found him. Jim Rome, you are so hot. That's all I'm saying. That's okay. Rodney knows I have like the full on crush.
Sorry about that, Mitch. Sorry, Playmaker. I was going to say Hope Solo, but somebody also beat me to that. Hey, you know, anything... That's good. Anything Evil Knievel related, for sure.
The way I look at it, if I'd have made it, everybody would have said it was easy. If I'd have missed it and died, everybody said, well, that's supposed to be what happens to daredevils like him. But I didn't. I landed down on those rocks and in that water, and I don't see no big long line of daredevils standing up there wanting to take a shot at, and here it is almost 30 years later.
Hey, let me ask you something. If you thought it was 50-50, if you thought that you had a coin flip's chance of survival, a coin flip's chance that you might buy it and die, why do it?
You know who the hell I am?
That might be my favorite. It's tough to beat that. You know who the hell I am? Like, that was a reason to go. Like, hey, radio man, you know who the hell you're talking to?
You know who the hell I am?
That interview was in 2002. That may have been the first time, I'm thinking it must have been, the first time I spoke with Evil. And then Evil and I developed a friendship, and he started to come on the program. Good times. That was fun. Susie. Way to make it better, Susie. That's how you do it. She elevated the conversation. Now we are done.
Now I'm done.
Another great interview day. I want to thank all the interviews today. We had Denny Hamlin. We had Dana White. Dana, can't wait for tomorrow. Jason Verrett, I thought, was tremendous. XR4TI, we short-staffed this week. It was a challenging week. I want to thank everybody for getting it done. Good job, Ritt. Good job, Albie. Good job, Wheels. Bookers. Craig Kitchen. Everybody involved. Have a tremendous weekend. See you right back here on Monday. We are out.
Mmm.